I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens. They Shall Not Grow Old, a documentary about World War I. Never-before-seen footage or stuff that's been stuck in the archives, produced and directed by Peter Jackson. Brent, more well-known for big-budget features like Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit series. Sort of an amazing look back at something that ended 100 years ago.
Lord of the Rings, of course, was also known for its technical prowess, and so he's sort of used all of that money and technology and poured it into this reclamation of this footage.
The film starts off black and white, and all these guys in England, a lot of them lower class, gung-ho, sign up, do your bit. About 10-15 minutes into the film, it turns to colorization and basically gets to the point where war is hell.
Yeah, you start off with this sort of 4-3 aspect ratio, and at the time the films were hand-cranked black and white, and you don't see the magic that Jackson pours into the footage until they reach the front. They're finally in the war, and it widens out, it gets color, and it looks as real as it can look.
They actually hired lip readers to see what these guys were saying. Of course, it was silent film, and then they went to those parts of the UK where they think those regiments would have come from and had the people voice those lines. And Peter Jackson has a whole World War I uniform collection, so that's where he got the color and that. There's some really amazing detail. What do you think people will walk away when they see this film?
It's insanely accurate, and he does all the detail work he can. I think they'll be surprised about how fresh the footage looks and how it puts you into the boots as much as possible for those soldiers. They also do all this what's called Foley work. So if you see someone banging on something in the background, they reproduce that sound, and also the hubbub of the troopers in the background, both soundscape-wise and the visual footage is amazing.
They're all gung-ho at the beginning, and at the end, when the armistice ends the war at 11 o'clock on a certain day, there wasn't a whole lot of cheering. I think over that time, these kids matured, and you hear the real voices of people interviewed who had been in the war in the 60s and 70s, and they realize that war is hell.
Yeah, I'm struck by the lack of demonization of the enemy. I mean, they sort of seem to respect the Germans when they take prisoners. It's certainly very different, I think, from a lot of wars.